You know what the Bible says? If we faint in the day of adversity, our strength is small. And he's saying here, hey, don't be weary. Don't get tired of doing right because of the fact that the due season is coming where you shall receive the reward of your efforts. But if you quit too soon, you're not going to be able to see it. You're not going to be able to see it. He says, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You think of the fact that, you know, a farmer sows seeds. He's not going to see a crop and harvest the day after, right? He's going to sow seeds. He's going to water it. He's not going to see it in 2 weeks. He's not necessarily going to see it in 3 weeks or in 4 weeks. He's going to have to wait a while to see any type of harvest. He's going to have to wait a year. He's going to have to wait 6 months or whatever it may be. You know, he's going to have to wait for a long period of time in order to reap the benefits of what he's sowing. And this is why verse 10 tells us, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. What does that mean? Whenever the opportunity arises, sow that seed. Because of the fact that you'll sow it, you'll forget about it, you'll water it, you walk away, you go keep yourself busy with other opportunities to do good, and then when you come back to it, you're going to reap a harvest. Okay, but a lot of times, doing right doesn't work, not because it doesn't work, but because you quit too soon. You quit church too soon. You quit the Bible too soon. You quit doing God's will too soon. You just kind of throw in the towel and give up on the things of God. No, you need to learn how to push through adversity, push through depression, push through discouragement, push through disillusionment, push through your emotions and your feelings, and just allow yourself to feel the pain, allow yourself to feel the anguish, and allow yourself to feel sad, and just kind of push through it and serve God anyways so that you can reap the benefits thereafter. A lot of people, they feel depressed and sad and angry or whatever, and they act on those emotions. They quit on God. And therefore, that's why they keep thinking, well, is it even right to do right anymore? Because doing right doesn't seem to work. Well, it doesn't work for you because you quit too soon, okay?